My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in from around the world tonight, you're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're broadcasting from our headquarters up here at the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And it's good to be back with you again on this Monday evening. Been quite a day up here in the great Rocky Mountains for our police and military associations that we have two of here. Very, very busy today. And you know, today, I'm sure you probably heard, if you've been listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, I can't imagine, I haven't had the opportunity to, but I just can't imagine you haven't heard about it being the assassination, day way back in many years ago, of the assassination of our president, John F. Kennedy. And I was thinking about talking a little bit about that, but you know, I don't want to. I don't want to do that. It's an old story, and the truth has not come out about it. We at our police and military association believe the most truth lies in the fact that he made the two big errors. He went against the international bankers twice, and all within a short length of time, and which would have required that John F. Kennedy turned from his years of error being a part of this globalist world government system to stand against the international bankers, because that is the head crime families in the world. And so when he decided to take our soldiers out of Vietnam and end the Vietnam War, this was a no-no, because the international crime families, international banksters, were making billions and billions of dollars off wars, and had made billions off wars, and were making a lot of money off the Vietnam War. Also, it was there were other reasons, too, that he should not have done that, that crossed the international bankers, but he really capped it. He really signed his death warrant when he did what Abraham Lincoln did that led to his death, and that was printing of the Lincoln greenbacks. Kennedy, of course, printed the U.S. notes. And we'll be back with just in just a couple minutes with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. And we'll open the phone lines up tonight and see what you have to say about interesting things happening in your life and the world today. Stay tuned for more. Be right back.
Oh. You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Okay, folks, you're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program with that old cop Jack McGlam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, only working 12 to 14 hours, 16 hours a day now in my retirement and helping reach out and touch the hearts and minds of our brothers and sisters in uniform. But it's good duty, folks, and a lot of things happening here. We could be talking about tonight the Kennedy assassination. As I was saying when we went to the break, I don't want to do that tonight because it's an old story, and we're not going to get the government to admit what happened and how they took out this man, because at that time, as FDR said, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said in a letter, November 21st, wasn't it, 1933, to Colonel E. Mandel House, who was, I believe, the real president behind Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because he was owned by the international banking families. He said that the truth of the matter is that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson. And, of course, Lincoln had made the mistake of wanting to do something patriotic. And Lincoln decided that the international bankers was destroying our nation by charging us usury on our own money that the U.S. government should be printing, and putting our nation under bondage to these international crime families. So Lincoln printed the Lincoln greenbacks. If He went around the international banking system in the United States that Jackson, President Jackson, had routed out, but then other presidents had let them come in and take over, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt was talking about. And so Lincoln got assassinated because he printed up these debt-free notes and didn't borrow this money from the international banking crime families. And doggone it, Kennedy made the same error. I don't know what he was thinking about. I don't know if he had a death wish or what, but he must have not known his history. He must not have known that when he printed up those U.S. notes going around the international bankers, printed up a number of billions of dollars of them, that he would be knocked out. He would be taken out. And, of course, that's exactly what happened. So I just don't want to talk about it. We know what happened. We know basically maybe not all the reasons it happened, but we know some of the most important reasons as to why he had to be removed as our president, because he wouldn't go along with the international crime families that the Bush crime family is so involved in today. And believe me, they won't make the same mistake. They're totally involved with these international crime families that run the world. And they're not going to stand up against them at all. They're always doing their bidding. But, and we could talk today about cop stuff. We could talk about cop stuff that we have many police publications coming in here and interesting material in there. And I have information being sent to me by police and soldiers. U.S. Air Force is suing over the anthrax reprimand. He was reprimanded for not wanting to take the anthrax shots because it had poisoned him and made him sick. We've got another Iraqi veteran, U.S. veteran, Sergeant Marine type, speaking out against the war. And interesting. And then our brothers and sisters over there coming down with another rare blood infection that is very, very unusual. So it's basically, folks, business as usual. In other words, it's sad to say that, but it looks like it's business as usual. The internationalists go forward with their rape of the American public, the American system, and they're using as cannon fodder our brothers and sisters in uniform to rape other nations and destroy other nations, all for the benefit of the international crime families, to build their power bases and to build their wealth accumulation. Has nothing to do with the American people at all or our protection. But that's business as usual. What I want to talk about tonight will probably upset people. That's seems to be what we do today in order to get the truth out to people. But I hope it doesn't upset everyone. I want to talk about our book that we just got in here. I told you I would try to run down where we could get copies of this book. And I'll tell you about the book in just a second. But I want to take you back to the most important thing we should be doing today, folks. There's nothing more important than what I'm going to be talking about today or tonight here on the program. And we'll start off again with talking about Senator Barry Goldwater in his book, With No Apologies. You'll remember that I've stated on this program repeatedly that he talked about that these international crime families intended to consolidate the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. And, of course, that's happened. And they were going to use their skills and their power and their money to coordinate an effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power. We mentioned, of course, there should have been a fifth center of power, which they have consolidated and have total control of, and that's the media. But he mentioned the political, the monetary, intellectual, and the ecclesiastical, the church. And so the most important thing we could be talking about today in this nation is talking about how we can get our nation back. What do we have to do to get our nation back? I could just load you up tonight with bad news about what's going on and has an effect on our police and soldiers out there, which if it has an effect on our police and soldiers, then it has an effect on all of us. I could just load you up with bad news. But I want to talk to you about something exhilarating tonight and how we can take this nation back. And by the way, folks, it is the only way we can take this nation back. And I'm not being pompous and arrogant when I say that. I'm telling you from the Word of God and the Word of our founding fathers, it is the only way we can take this nation back and bring it back under God and our constitutional republic system. And don't you think that's the most important thing we can talk about today? When we're coming under such bondage and persecution in this nation, and it's going to get extremely bad in the near future if we don't concentrate on how to get this nation back under God and the Constitution. This is heavy on my heart. I've been doing studying this weekend again, and I know that this is a subject that we have to somehow get on the hearts and minds and on the lips of all of our talk show hosts around this nation, in all the newsletters and magazines being written by the alternative press. But how are we going to do it? And here's what it is, folks. We have the quotes of many of our founding fathers, just literally hundreds and hundreds of quotes, as they talked about that man will ultimately be governed by either God, the Almighty God, Creator God of heaven, or by tyrants. And Andrew Jackson, my namesake, my middle name's Jackson, my mother really liked that man for some reason, he said, the Bible is the rock on which our republic rests. This nation was built on the foundation of the Holy Bible. And so why did we leave it is a question to be asked tonight. And how do we get back? I mean, I guess it is very important to know how we left the biblical foundations that this nation was built upon. And we need to understand that our founding fathers and the people of our nation of that time knew what George Washington said when he said, the people know of that time that it is impossible to rightly govern without God and the Bible. George Washington and many of the other founders told us about the people of that day, and they knew, folks, that we could not have a government of and by the people, where the people are the sovereigns on this world. God is our top sovereign, of course, and our Lord and Creator, but he had delegated powers to us to be the sovereign in our society and have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. So the people knew at that time that without God and the foundations of the Bible on which this republic rests at that time, and which we've destroyed at this time, was the only way to have freedom. I have a folder, and I don't know where it's at tonight. I won't go looking for it. But it's all about quotes from the Holy Bible and the founding fathers on freedom and where freedom comes from. And it's very interesting, folks. The Holy Bible tells us that God is the author of liberty. And the Bible is just filled with quotes that you can't have liberty and freedom without God and His Word, His Holy Word, found in the Holy Bible. And we have forgotten this in this land. We have organizations, national organizations set up to have liberty and freedom in this land that many, many good people have joined, believing that if we just get back under the Constitution, that we can have liberty and freedom in this land. And I say, nay. The Holy Bible says, nay, it is not true. The author of liberty is God, not the Constitution, not our founding fathers. So we're going to get serious tonight, and I want to share with you some thoughts on how we can get back under God and our constitutional republic. And it is, by the way, the only way to do it. And we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program as soon as we return.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Yes, folks, we're back under a new system, or we're under a new system in this nation. There's been systems like this set up in other nations, but this is a new system for America. That I'm looking at the quote here in the picture of George H.W. Bush, the father of George Bush, as he stood before the United Nations February 1st, 1992, at the UN building, and he made the statement of his religious beliefs, and I believe his family's religious beliefs, that it is the sacred principles enshrined in the UN Charter to which we will henceforth pledge our allegiance. Absolute traitor, this man was. And of course, he believed that. That's his religious beliefs, the sacred principles enshrined in the UN Charter to which every American will henceforth pledge their allegiance. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, let's get back to the subject at hand here, but I want to open the phone lines up first. I want to do that, and if you have any thoughts or questions, we need to concentrate, folks, on the serious problem of how we get out from underneath the system we're under now and how we get back in control of the governments, both the state governments, our local governments, too, by the way, and our state government and federal government. And there is a way to do it. And so, but let's open the phone lines up here. If you'd like to call in, we can have you call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. and talk about this topic tonight. But before we go into what we can do, I want you to understand that there was one man that had brought it out to us, Barry Goldwater, in his book With No Apologies. He mentioned that we had been taken over, and our political systems had been taken over, the monetary system had been taken over, the intellectual, meaning the schools at all levels, the anything that educates the people, the intellectual, the communication systems, the media, fall under the intellectual, because if they control the book manufacturing companies as they do, that prints the history books, rewrites history so that we don't have anything in there good to say about our founding fathers and about America and what made it great, then they control the intellectual, the intelligence of the American people. And, of course, that's totally been taken over in this land. And the last, and I believe without any doubt whatsoever, we can prove that the most important was what he said last, was the takeover of the ecclesiastical, the churches of America. And so if we're going to discuss how do we get back to a nation based on liberty and freedom, and knowing that the Holy Bible is just filled with quotes about where true liberty and freedom comes from, and it's not from our Constitution, it's not from the laws of man, and it is not from our founding fathers, as wonderful as they were at setting us up under a godly system. They did not give us freedom. The books, the documents they wrote did not give us freedom. Our freedoms and liberties come only from the author of liberty, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where we have to know that when we get away from God and we get away from His laws in this nation, there is no way to have freedom and liberty. This was known by all the great leaders of that time. But Daniel Webster, remember his quote, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering. And there is no question about it. That's why we prospered. Alexis de Tocqueville, the visiting professor and French historian, so stated that in his book, Democracy in America. He said when he came here looking for 2 years to discover the greatness of America, he went away knowing it was our spiritual foundations that made it great. Remember, he said America is great because America is good. He meant spiritually. If America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great. And, of course, we've ceased to be good, and we have ceased to be great. So Barry Goldwater was right when he said that we have been taken over. But, you know, we've spent all of our time over the last, 23 years for me, this old cop, glorifying over the way that we discovered we've been taken over politically, monetarily, intellectually. And I knew very little about how we'd been taken over ecclesiastically. The churches had been taken over, which is the great pillars that made America a Christian nation was the great ministers we had and the way they taught the people the Holy Word of God. And, of course, back at that time, all Americans could read, not like today, where only 50% of the children were graduating from the government educational system. I don't think we should call it that because they're not educating the students. But 50% of them can't read today. And so, but back at that time, people could read the Holy Bible for themselves. Actually, when you went to school, even as a young person, guess what you would read in the classroom? The Holy Bible is how many of our children learn to read. That couldn't happen today because, my goodness, adults can't even understand the Holy Bible, the words in it, much less the children. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to get into how we can start the reform in this nation. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and as I said, I think you will understand there's nothing more important we could be talking about tonight than how to start the movement to put us back under God and the biblical foundations our nation was built upon and our constitutional republic system, which was granted to us by very brilliant men who were our founding fathers that understood we had to have freedom based on the Bible, because that's where liberty and freedom comes from. They knew that it didn't come from any documents they could draw up. It came from a holy God that loved us enough to allow us the opportunity to live in freedom as long as we lived under his laws. And I bring this up tonight because we finally received the documents we were hoping to receive. We had a valiant search out there to try to find this very important book called Schofield or the Scriptures. Schofield or the Scriptures. I shared part of that with you here some time back, a couple weeks ago, and told you I would look and see if there was a way to find these publications, and I found them. And it looks like we're going to be sharing them through Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. This will be listed in our upcoming Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And you say, well, Jack, that's a religious book, and you're a police and military organization. Well, if you'll look in our police and military publication, folks, you'll find several religious books in this police and military publication. And why are they there? Well, because it is the duty of police officers and soldiers and any of you out there that took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, protect the people, their rights and their liberties, that first of all, we know where our rights and liberties come from, and if we have lost them as we are losing them today, we must know as police and soldiers how to get them back. You can't get them back by writing a new constitution or electing new people to office that are going to go and try to live under their oath that they took this to defend the Constitution of the United States. We can't get it back that way, folks. We have to go back to basics, and that is where religious or where liberty and freedom comes from. And if our police and military who have sworn an oath and the people in the private sector that know we've sworn an oath to defend their rights and the Constitution and their property and everything realize we don't know where the foundations came from and where our freedoms come from, they know we're not going to be successful in upholding our oath. So it's very important that not only the lawmen out there, our fellow lawmen and soldiers understand these things, how we lost it, how the enemy of God, an enemy of the American people, an enemy of our constitutional republic, succeeded into bringing this nation down. We can't go back if we don't know where we came from and how they succeeded at this. So this book that just came in, we just got, I think 30 copies of it in at this time, but we do know now where to get more copies of it, is Schofield or the Scriptures. And this is such an important book, folks. We have others in here, too, that we'll tell you about in just a minute, that we have to somehow get in the hands of not only ourselves and understand what it has to say and how we got to the into the condition we are today, where the Christians have withdrawn and turned this nation over to Lucifer and his minions, from the White House to the State House, all the way down to our local governments. And this is the way to do it, by putting the facts into the hands of the American people, people that care. I've got a friend in prison. He's been there for almost 10 years now. Hopefully he'll be out soon, who was railroaded into prison. We're writing about him in this upcoming Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. It always says, give my love to those that care, when he sends me a letter. Well, folks, we need to give this information to those that care in this nation. We need to give out this information to them. At Christmas time would be a wonderful time for us to get these books and tapes I'm going to tell you about into the hands of those we love. And I hope you'll also get it in the hands of police and soldiers out there who we are working so many hours a week at trying to reach them and awaken them to what's going on, so that they can understand why we've lost this nation and losing our freedoms, and understand then how we can get it back. Okay, the Schofield Reference Bible came out in about 1909, 1908, somewhere in there. And this man, nobody knew who he was except a man named John Darby, head of the Plymouth Brethren, who he had helped train, I guess. The history is that he helped train this guy, Schofield, in something new that had come down the pike, brand new. None of the ministers, none of the Christian ministers or preachers knew about dispensationalism and the rapture doctrine and the misinterpretation of Romans 13, that for the first time in our history, Christians were supposed to go along to get along with evil government, because all evil governments of God were not supposed to resist evil government. And all that came out in the early 1900s into the seminaries of America. Now, I've stated over and over on this show that we happen to know that there was two very good Americans who had come to America to destroy America as communists, hardcore communist leaders in the communist movement in the United States. But they got here and realized that they were just going to destroy the hope of the world for people having freedom. And so they got out of the Communist Party. That person, those two people's name was Carl Prussian and Bella Dodd, and they testified before the House on Un-American Activities. Remember, they testified back in the 50s and said that our job was to infiltrate the American Christian seminaries and destroy Christianity in this land. Well, they weren't the first to do it, because by the time Bella Dodd and Carl Prussian got in there to try to further destroy Christianity, C.I. Schofield had been in there and put in his book that he didn't even write, called the Schofield Reference Bible, that turned Christianity on its head. Instead of Christians doing what the disciples did, the prophets of old did and taught, and what the disciples did that Jesus taught them, and that's resist evil government, get in the face of evil government leaders, go to the king and tell him to behave. We were taught to be pacified and do not stand up to evil government. Just let them rock and roll, do anything they want to, because of several reasons. We were told in the seminaries, as young ministers going into seminaries, that we're not supposed to stand up and speak out about evil government. We're only supposed to pray because the rapture's coming any time. We're leaving here, and God will sort it out when he gets here. But we're not supposed to stand up against evil government, because all government's of God. Well, this is when the downfall of America started, folks, when our seminary-attending young people who had good hearts and good minds went into these seminaries hoping to come out and be men and women of God, to go out and become teachers and preachers, were misled, misdirected, and misguided, and they came out to do the same to their flock. And boy, did they do a good job of it. So if you'll go to the Schofield Reference Bible that I'll bet a lot of you have, and you take this book here, Schofield or the Scriptures, and you go page by page, you're going to learn how Schofield started the downfall of the Christian society in America. Because he taught things in his Bible that he wrote, or others wrote for him, is the belief of most people today who have studied Schofield, that he didn't have the ability to write the Schofield Reference Bible and put the notes in there. But some evil people did, and they wrote in the dispensational system, and that nobody had ever heard about before, and it started the downfall of our Christian society that was based on biblical foundations, because the doctrines taught in the Schofield Reference Bible basically caused Christians to withdraw from the institutions, withdraw from society, and go into their churches and their prayer closets and pray that the rapture get here before the Antichrist gets them. And so that's exactly what happened, folks. And so if you'll go to page 7 in this little booklet and take your Holy Bible, keep your Holy Bible right beside you, you will learn how Schofield did it, how he turned the Christians away from being in occupation of this nation and the institutions until Jesus Christ returns, and withdrew and turned it over to Lucifer as it is today. And so a good example is you go to page 7, and just one, starting out chapter 1 here at the very top, is that Schofield misled us on so many things. For example, first thing up says dispensationalism was based on a period of time. Schofield said dispensation meant a period of time. It's very interesting that the ministers, the young ministers, never checked this out to see if he was right, because he lied. Nowhere in the Holy Scriptures was the word dispensation, or the Greek word okonomos, that's found throughout Luke and Ephesians and Titus and Peter, 1 Peter, ever was a period of time. Dispensation, he said, is a period of time during which man is tested in respect to obedience to some specific revelation of the will of God. Well, throughout the Holy Scriptures, you can look at every single place where the word dispensation is used, folks, and it was never used as a period of time. He made it up. It was always in relationship to the word trusteeship, stewardship, a commission or calling. Never in the Bible was it ever to refer to a period of time. Even Webster's Dictionary defined it as a dispensing, a distribution, an administrative system, or management. It never has anything to do with a period of time. So Schofield made these things up, folks, or whoever made it up. We believe, after studying Schofield for several years, what little is known about him, but he was not smart enough to write Schofield notes. He just wasn't. He wasn't a biblical scholar. And so, folks, we have to get this information into the hands of people. We have to get the book that we have listed in our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and the tapes that we have here into the hands of our people so that they can know how we've given up being in occupation of this land, being under dominion, you know, taking dominion of this land. In the old scripture, that's what was used. But in the New Testament, God says that you will occupy the nation and the land. And he meant the institutions, of course, not just the fields out there. But he said, you must be in occupation until I return. And, of course, we've done just the opposite because of the training that our ministers have received and come out to teach the flocks these errors that were never meant to be taught and are, of course, not even true. But this Schofield or the scriptures we have been able to get here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and offer for $7 for this book. It's a book written by Paul E. Sisco, S-I-S-C-O. And we've been through this book using the King James Version of the Bible, folks, and he is not in error. We wouldn't offer this to you and tell you that this is the way we can find out how Schofield misled our ministers and have taken Christians away from God and the godly foundations of this nation, allow them to be taken away from us unless we've checked it out with the Holy Word of God. It's too late to be teaching error again. We need to come out from under error and get this knowledge back because, folks, it is the only way to get back under the godly foundations and the laws of God for us to return to greatness in this nation again and for to lift the hand of judgment off this nation by our holy God. Keep in mind, it is not George W. Bush, the reprobate George W. Bush or Clinton or any of those skull and bones guys or these international crime families that are bringing this nation down. They have no power. It is God, as he's always used throughout Holy Scriptures, using evil men to bring his people under bondage and under persecution for them turning against God. So if we try to bring our nation back under the U.S. Constitution and not back under its biblical foundation, folks, how successful will we be? It's like the horse before the cart, is it not? You cannot bring us back under liberty and freedom in this nation by bringing us back under the U.S. Constitution. God's people have to get out of error. They have to start reading the Holy Bible themselves instead of paying somebody that's been through seminary to read it and interpret it for them. The only way to do that, folks, is to get the facts into your hands. So write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter for our Schofield or the Scriptures, and you read it. You compare it with the Holy Scriptures of God, and you tell me if this Paul Siskos hasn't done God's people a great blessing here, giving them a great blessing by digging out the errors in the Schofield Reference Bible that every minister's been trained in that's gone to seminary since the early 1900s. And then also get a copy of The Christian and Civil Government by Pastor John Weaver that's listed in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. It is the companion to this Scofield or the Bible or the Scriptures, because it is the explanation of the misinterpretation of Romans 13. Now, God's people were always supposed to be in the face of evil leaders. Actually, it tells you that God's people were never supposed to vote into power evil leaders. And God's people were never supposed to withdraw from occupation of government and the institutions of this land. It is the most important work on that subject that we can bring to your doorstep, is The Christian and Civil Government by Pastor John Weaver. It's I'll tell you about it, and I'll give out our address where you can order these things. But these would be great Christmas gifts for our people today, folks. Be right back with more in just a couple minutes here.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Well, I see we're just about out of time, folks, just a couple minutes left, but I want to tell you there's 3 books we have now that every single person in America should have, and they should be made, they should be ordered to sit down and read them, because it will open their eyes, and it's time for Americans to get their eyes opened as to how we got in the position we're in now, because if we don't know how we got here, we don't know where the errors are to where we can get back to truth and get back under our proper system we're supposed to have in the nation that gives us the greatest free society on the face of the earth. And those books we have here are, number one, The Chaplain and Clergy of the American Revolution by J.T. Headley. Chaplains and Clergy of the American Revolution by J.T. Headley, $10 donation for that book. And in there, folks, you'll read that there is not a chaplain, preacher, or clergy before the Revolutionary War and during the Revolutionary War that ever heard of the Why Fight, We're on the Next Flight doctrine, meaning the rapture doctrine. Never heard of it. It hadn't come out yet. It hadn't been created yet. And they have never heard of the dispensational doctrines of C.I. Scofield because they hadn't been made up yet. So get copies of The Chaplains and Clergy of the American Revolution and prove to yourself that there are no ministers that knew anything about these doctrines until C.I. Scofield came out and came into the seminaries of America and taught our preachers these things. The other one is, of course, The Christian and Civil Government by Pastor John Weaver, $15 donation. And the last is Scofield or the Scriptures. All three of these manuals, these books, should be beside your Holy Bible. And they should be read. If we're going to get back, we have to have knowledge. We perish for lack of knowledge. So it's $7 for Scofield or the Scriptures, $10 for the Chaplains and Clergy of the American Revolution, and the Christian and Civil Government is $15. What a gift that would be for our brothers and sisters and our relatives and our police officers and soldiers out there that love God and they love freedom, but they don't know what's happening. They don't know why we're in the mess we are, folks, but we do know. And so get a hold of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Our address is HC11, that's like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That is HC, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, Idaho, 83536. If we can learn the foundations and learn how the foundations have been destroyed, folks, we can get it back. And God will bless us for our studies to understand how those enemies of God and liberty have destroyed this nation today and why God is bringing us down, 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 ever so much further down than where we are even today, because we have abandoned the institutions and turned against God, turned this nation over to his enemies. So, folks, I hope you felt that this was important tonight. If you don't see that this is the only way back, then I'm sorry about that. Because just read your founding fathers and understand the foundations of America were not the Constitution. Okay, well, that's it for tonight, folks. I think I hear the music way back there in the background. But anyway, God bless all of you, and I'll be back with you tomorrow night. Lord bless you. And don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
You're listening to RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.